Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to At Home in Connecticut, your guide to all aspects of daily living in Connecticut. Hosted by Bill Pierce and produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome. My guests this morning, Major Roger Dupree of the Salvation Army and Brenda Downing, who is Divisional Social Services Director also at the Salvation Army. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Well, pleased to have you here in the Salvation Army. Always very busy. The holiday season once again this year, apparently a success with the WTIC Holiday Store.
Great. It was a great year, and we're so grateful to the people of Connecticut and so grateful to WTIC for hosting us or hosting that the holiday store as they do each year.
Well, we're glad to do it, and it's been going on for many years. And, you know, I think there is a tendency of people to think of the Salvation Army. When you get around the holidays, it sort of becomes top of mind. Actually, there are things the Salvation Army does year-round and always can use the help.
Then there are things that we do year-round. Unfortunately, the holiday store helps us raise money for the year-round programs that we provide. So many of them that Brenda oversees, actually, are sheltering programs, are reaching out to people in cold weather. It's what we're about right now. We're about to enter into some tough weather here, and we have a whole lot of extra people coming to us for help at this time of year.
I'm sure you do, and certainly winter a very difficult time for people who either have fallen on hard times or even homeless, and there are a number of programs the Salvation Army runs, and one of them would be the Hartford Freeze Program. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so in Hartford we have, the Salvation Army runs a year-round family shelter on South Marshall Street. But in the winter, as you share, you know, the winter months with holidays, but also with the cold and frigid temperatures, we know that there are more homeless families during that time, and it's a lot more difficult and unsafe to stay outside. So the Salvation Army actually operates what we call an overflow shelter, which is exactly what it is. When shelters are full and we know we have more homeless, we operate a 23-bed homeless overflow shelter, which is prioritized for families with children under 18. But we also do have some single women there, and that's a 23-bed shelter. In addition to that, we also have what's called the Warming Center. We've been running that. This is now our second year. We run that at the Willie Ware Center in the north end of Hartford. And it's a drop-in center from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. And it's for single men and single women. And it's really a drop-in. They can come in and get out of the frigid temperatures, and we provide some services there to really help them stay safe during the cold temperatures.
And these programs are available throughout the cold weather season?
They are. So they have opened. They opened to December 15th, and they'll both run through March 31st. By then, hopefully, winter will be going out and spring will come in.
And there's triage service also available, correct?
Yes. Yeah, so at all of our programs, case management and casework is so important. And some of the triage services are, we hope to encounter, really get folks when they're in the warming center. We have them for an hour or two to really just see if we can help them and if they're open to some services. And maybe they won't need to go back on the street if we're able to triage them and really get them into programs. Really find some diversionary tactics to prevent them from being homeless.
If someone finds themselves in a situation where they are homeless or that they need a place to be when the weather is bitterly cold, what are the best things for them to do?
So the best thing year-round is to always call 211 if you think you're at a point where you're going to be homeless. You know, you still have a little bit of time. If you're actually homeless, especially if you're a single man or single woman, just show up at the Willie Ware Center. No one will turn you away. We'll provide those triage services to see if there's some intervention that we can provide immediately. So there's really no reason for anyone to be sleeping on the street, especially during the winter months.
Just individuals who come in and families who come in, are they sent to different places?
They are. So what we do, and especially here in Greater Hartford, they triage. So we have some mm-hmm. shelters who, what we call is an emergency shelter. So if they're truly, literally homeless, they'll be sent to one of the shelters. I believe it's East Hartford Shelter, who will do the triage for one night. And then during that one night, the shelter staff will reach out to the other shelters that are around the area to see where are their open beds that we can then move the family into, whether it's the overflow shelter beds or into permanent shelter beds.
And the warming centers, they're not just for homeless people. They could be for other people who have lack heat during a cold snap.
So there are some traditional warming centers mm-hmm. that are operated during the day. Like sometimes okay. the library will open up and those types of things. So yeah, if God forbid you have no heat. But again, definitely even for something like that, call 211 because there are definitely other wraparound resources that we could probably help with.
And if people are going to present at a shelter, are there things they should bring? What are they provided with?
So if they're coming into shelter, if they're truly homeless and they're coming into shelter, they're allowed to bring some of their belongings, obviously their clothing and what have you. If it's a shelter that's a somewhat permanent shelter bed until we're able to move them into permanent housing, their meals are provided. We do provide toiletries, et cetera. And same as the warming center, we do have some warm, quick meals for them. We try to provide gloves and hats and hand warmers and really just the things, toiletries, just things that they would need that they can take them with them when they leave. And then they're also there when they come back.
So essentially they bring themselves there We'll make sure they get taken care of. That's really the essence of what it is. Carrying a whole lot of things in is not necessarily helpful because we don't know what else comes in with the things.
And there's limited space.
There is a very limited space, and so there are a lot of protocols we have to go through if they try and bring other bags of things
yes.
in.
And people should not be afraid to call. I know sometimes people don't want to reach out for help, or there are people who are homeless who absolutely refuse to come inside when it could be life and death in the bitter cold.
That's what we are really about. Is we want people to call. We don't want to see people hurting. The whole essence of our organization is reaching out to people at their most desperate point of need and helping them. One of the former international leaders of the Salvation Army said that the lifeblood of the Salvation Army runs through the tragedies of this world. And that's true. And we want people to reach out to us.
Absolutely. There are a number of programs, as I mentioned, and Brenda's run down some of them, but there's also another one that we haven't talked about yet, and that's the Coats for Connecticut campaign.
Yes. So Best Cleaners has partnered with the Salvation Army now for several years, where the community has been fantastic. I think every year we just increase. People are so good, and they give so freely. People donate gently used coats, and they drop them off at Best, and they're dry cleaned, and they bring them into our centers, and folks can come in from our community and get new coats for themselves, their kids, or whoever needs them. They're just able to come in, and it's very easy. There's no income guideline. You know, we just want to make sure that people are warm.
Absolutely. And I don't think people have a full appreciation for how many people the Salvation Army helps, both in Greater Hartford, in the state, and all over the country.
Well, that's right. Across the state this year, we'll help better than 40,000 people, 40,000 individuals. Across the country, we'll help better than 24 million people this year. In an effort to supply people with basic needs, to reach out to them in a way when they are suffering and hurting. And that's all made possible because of people of this, not only this state, not only this region, but the country as a whole have been so very good. That's really our partners in this effort, are people who have and want to make a difference with people who need.
And before we go, because we're just about out of time, if people would like to donate, if they would like more information about the Salvation Army and how they can help, what should they do?
Well, they can always reach out to us online. Our address is salvationarmyct.org. They can call us at any time. Our number is 860-702-0000, and that's at our regional headquarters, and we'll connect them anywhere in the state, anywhere in Connecticut and Rhode Island where they need help. But those are the best ways to get a hold of us. Or if you're, if you know where a Salvation Army center is, drop in there at any time, and we will make sure that you get helped.
All right. Thank you both very much.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. That is Major Roger Dupree and Brenda Downing, who is Divisional Social Services Director, both from the Salvation Army. That's our program for this morning. I'm Bill Pierce. Join me again next Sunday.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.